Washington Post again. Boy, they're loaded for bear, lying through their teeth today. Did you hear the story earlier this week? Recruitment goals in all branches of the service are in excess of projections, including the reserves. Have you heard this? The media has been lying about this for as long as they can. They've been trying to say that recruitment levels are down. They are in excess of projection. They're over 100% of what they need. Headline Washington Post today. Army likely to meet August's, but not year's, recruiting goal. Expanding force in coming months expected to be difficult. The Army is expected to meet or exceed its monthly recruiting goal for August, but is likely to miss its annual goal for the fiscal year that ends next month amid one of the most difficult recruiting environments since it became all-volunteer, the Army's chief of staff said yesterday. How do they create this? How do they create this? They ignore the reenlistments. The recruitment and the reenlistments combine to put them above recruitment levels. The Washington Post ignores the reenlistments. They totally, and I don't ignore it, but they bury it way back in the story. The story is written by Josh White. Through the end of July, the Army was on pace to miss its annual goal by more than 10%. It raised the target in fiscal 2005 as part of a long-term effort to expand the force by 30,000 troops to a total of 512,000. Washington Post, once again, craps all over the United States military.